Good morning, everyone. We're going to get started. I know. That's okay. See, it's so memorable that people are missing that. And you have something to share before you open us up in prayer as well.
Good morning. As we pray, could you remember my family? They're not here today. About 4 or 5 weeks ago, we found out that Denise was expecting, but today she got up and she started having stomach problems and she started bleeding. But I know whose report I believe. So if you just pray that everything is well, and which I know it is, but we'll still pray. Please remember her and the kids. I'll let the kids stay there so they could help her out. And then next week we will all be in full fashion. All right. But let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day, God. Thank you for many blessings that you bestowed upon us, God. We ask you to fulfill this place, God, with your Holy Spirit, God. We ask you to descend upon us, God, and help us to put all of our cares and worries and concerns to the side and totally focus on you. God, we thank you for another opportunity to come into your house, God, and worship you and thank you and give a token back of what you've given us, God. And we just want to say thank you. When we can say nothing else, we just say, you're good, you're majestic, thank you. We ask you to continue to give us your spirit, continue to renew us, continue to guide us, to build us, to take us to the place that you would have us be. God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, of anything that we may have done, we may have said, we may have thought toward our brother or sister. God, we ask you to forgive us, God. We ask you to give us a clean and contrite heart, God. God, we ask you to be with this service once again, God, that you would just let your Holy Spirit fill this place, God, and every being here, God, every vessel, God. We ask you just to rise up in us, God, to help us to do your will, God, because it is all about you and only you. We thank you for the things that you've done, that you're going to do and you have done in each and every one of our lives, God. We ask you to help us keep our attention focused on you. We ask all these things in the sweet, majestic, mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Okay, let's get serious now. Maybe we need to pray again. But I don't know about you, but I love the Lord's word, and I'm so excited about today because there was such challenges for this morning. It was incredible, an attack like you wouldn't believe. So I almost didn't get here. So it was so God. And later we'll talk to you about the attack. After church service, you can hear more. For those that didn't hear of it, but and even our chaplain to be Jermaine was attacked too. So it was like, wow, we are excited. I'm sure, you know, was there anything on your side too? I mean, you know, there was just like, it was a challenging morning. So I'm excited because, like, when you have something like that. Like last time, remember when you were saying that the attacks, you know, I was like, thank you for being so honest. Can I share? Okay, so can I share? So, because like Chris was saying, she goes, oh my, I was just like in this mood, and it was just a nasty mood. And she goes, and then she goes, and then we came, and she goes, oh wow, last Sunday. It was, were you? So, same mood. So it was like Satan was attacking you from getting here, so you just persevere and you come. I don't care how late. Have you ever been that where, you know, in the family and, you know, you're going to church and you're fighting? Hi. Oh, God bless you. Oh, this, what a beautiful day. We're in the house of the Lord. Oh, this is so nice, you know. But you know what? You are there. And so, you know what, I know, I don't call that hypocrisy because of the fact that you got to church. And even when you're so exhausted and so tired, get to church. And if you had a night that was no sleep, get to church because your soul is being fed. And even if you're sleeping, I don't care, your soul is being fed. Your spirit is joined with the Lord, and the Holy Spirit's getting through, and he's feeding you. So your spirit is getting fed. You're getting fed with the word because it's going in there. And so you just come, and if you're still in your PJs, come. Because, you know, bring the pillow. Just come. Because we've all had those nights where, you know, we're just, you can't sleep, and you're going, you look again, and it's another hour, and you look again, and it's another hour. And, you know, so you just come. And, yeah, so it's just, that's the way it is. But we praise God for his precious holy word. Don't you? And so when you're in that good mood, it's like, wow, you love the word. But when you're in that bad mood, the word still can feed you. And that's when it can start doctoring and changing you up. So no matter what mood you're in, whether you're in a bad mood and you're here, or whether you're in a good mood you're here, or when you're a so-so, let's honor the Lord by standing up and reading his word out loud together. And we're going to be reading from and saying out loud Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, and Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Amen.
You go before me. You shield my for me. There's no greater love than this. You have overcome the grave. Your glory fills the highest place. What can separate me now at the cross? At the cross I bow my knee, where your blood was shed for me. There's no greater love than this. You have overcome the grave. Your glory fills the highest place. What can separate me now?
Dick, can I have you come up and pray over this time?
I'm still in the presence of the Lord. Whew, that was good. Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good word. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Woo. Oh. Yeah. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory. Oh, yeah. Have you ever had one of those times through your week or something when it seems like everything just fell apart? You know? I went out to get daily. Yeah, I went out to get in the van to head for work on Monday and flat tire. Oh. Well, I kept thinking, oh, I don't want to, these things are $170 a pop. And I'm thinking, times two. Well, I went around to the back because this is a different van than the one that's dead up on the hill. At any rate, and I lowered the spare, which is snugged up underneath, down to the ground. And I thought, this thing is brand new. It's never been on. That's cool. So, put it on. But I was reminded of, yeah, I'm going to get to the offering thing, right? I was reminded of a passage in Malachi 3. And it's normally talking about the tithes and offerings. But there's a part in there that in our obedience to the Lord, he said, I'm going to rebuke the devourer from off of your life. And I'm going to bring forth blessings that you are not able to contain. And it is so awesome. You know, if our hearts in simple obedience will walk steadfast after the Lord, he makes ways in the wilderness, in those dry places that are so refreshing, so amazing. He will open doors that you thought were nailed shut. And he will bring forth a blessing in your life. So it is a privilege that we bring a portion of that back to the throne room and say, here, Father, this is yours. Multiply it amongst us. Multiply it in the furtherance of the kingdom, kingdom's work. We all do pray. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We should be about the Father's business and accomplishing the works that we see the Father do, even as Christ declared that same thing. I only do that which I see the Father do. Let us get that vision of where He wants us to go, and thank you. It is far bigger than we could ever imagine. So in our faithfulness, God will, He will perform the miracles in our lives. It's awesome. Father, we do come. And Lord, we thank you for the provisions that you have made, the blessings you have poured out upon us. So Lord, we just bring that portion back to you. Multiply it. Let it do everything that you have desired for it to accomplish amongst us and through us. And Lord, we thank you in the power of Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we thank you that you hear our prayers. We thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, Lord, for these tithes and offering. And we want to thank you big. Thank you for putting the desire in our hearts to thank you big, especially in these tithes and offering. We thank you for the cheerful givers and for the people that support the local ministries and internationally. We thank you, Lord, for the people that answer your call to spread your word, to spread the gospel here and abroad. We thank you, Lord, and the word multiplication is just ringing in my ear. Please multiply this, Father God, and send it to where it is needed. We thank you, Lord, for your provision. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, which is so, so big. Thank you, Father God. We bless you and we give you thanks forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Awesome, huh? This has been an interesting week, but praise God for today. This is a new day, and I'm excited of what the Lord has in store for our church. It is so apropos what God's been giving the word, and think big, and He'll multiply. But what does that take it? Where the blessings come from is that obedience. Are we listening to the Lord? Are we seeking Him with all of our heart, our mind, our soul, our strength? Are we seeking Him humbly? Not my will, but your will be done. He sees what's in the heart, and He's wanting to multiply. He is wanting to bless beyond our wildest dreams. But He is also saying, come before me with humble hearts, as my son did. My son listened to me. My son sought me. My son did my will. He did what I told him to do. He said what I told him to say. And there were challenges in his life, even to the point where he said, okay, if there's a better way, another way. But there wasn't. And he knew that. So in other words, he was seeking out to God, I need the strength to continue on and to fulfill your perfect will because of your love and because of my love for others. Our God is mighty and awesome, and I left that water over there. And I need the water. I need the water. And I thank God for water. In that, do you remember last week's song? And it was kind of had some similarities to this week's song on courageous. The words in courageous, this is by Casting Crowns. We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be. We are the generation. We are the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. We were warriors on the front lines, standing unafraid. But now we're watchers on the sidelines while our families slip away. So many families are slipping away, and we saw that at the slide, and that's why we were praying for the families to be provided for foster care children. So many are needed. Where are you, men and women of courage? I added the "and women." You were made for so much more. Think big. Let the pounding of our hearts cry, "We will serve the Lord." We were made to be courageous, and we're taking back the fight.
Amen.
We were made to be courageous, and it starts with us tonight, today, right here. The only way we'll ever stand is on our knees with lifted hands. Make us courageous, Lord. Make us courageous. This is our resolution, our answer to the call. We will love our wives. Wives, you will love your husbands. And children, we refuse to let them fall. We will reignite the passion that we buried deep inside. May the watchers become warriors. Let the men and women of God arise. We were made to be courageous, and we're taking back the fight. We were made to be courageous, and it starts with us tonight, right here today. The only way we'll ever stand is on our knees with lifted hands. Make us courageous. Lord, make us, each one of us, courageous.
Amen.
Seek justice. Love mercy. Walk humbly with our God. Or it says with your God. Make it personal, remember? My God provides for me. In the war of the mind, I will make my stand. In the battle of the heart and the battle of the hand. In the war of the mind, yes, I will make my stand. Yes, in the battle of the heart and the battle of the hand. We were made to be courageous, and we're taking back the fight. We were made to be courageous, and it starts with us tonight, right here. Today, the only way we'll ever stand is on our knees with lifted hands. Make us courageous, Lord. Make us courageous. We were made to be courageous. Lord, make us courageous. When that first verse, it said we could be the generation. We are the generation. God has created us, and we here are to be the house of prayer, healings, and salvation center. That is war, and we are at battle, and we were made to be courageous. And it's not just for ourselves, it is for others. Because God wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. He does not want any to perish. He wants all men to be saved. So I knew that we were supposed to read Joshua chapter 1. If you want to go to Joshua chapter 1, I'll be reading it to you from the New King James Version. I love his precious holy word. This is the chapter of God's commission to Joshua. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Go over." Did you hear that? "Now, therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them and the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. Remember, this is God's hood, and we're his homies. We are his sons. We have that right to take this territory, because this is his. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. As I was with Moses, so I will be what? With you. He is with you. He is with us. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Be strong and of good courage. Even though I did Acts 4:13, it was supposed to be Philippians 4:13. I can do what? All things through who? Christ, who what? Strengthens us, you, me, those who have Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Only, he continues on in verse 7, be strong and very courageous. A little bit? No. Okay, like a mid-level? No. Very courageous. Very courageous, that you may observe to do all according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn to it to the right. Do not turn from it to the right. Do not turn from it to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Because he, remember, his eyes are roaming to and fro throughout the earth, as 2 Chronicles 6:17 says. And he says that he is going to strongly support those whose hearts are fully and completely dedicated to them. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. Can you do it in and of yourself? No, you need the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ, to help you through the Holy Spirit, because then you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, because this is not easy to do. The do's and the don'ts are not easy in here, but he does it out of his love, and he knows the blessings that will happen, the multiplication, the think big, because he is the God that can do bigger than all we ever think or imagine. But is our hearts totally and completely his? Are we humbly before it, not my will, but your will be done, Lord? Are we wanting to take this territory, this land, for ourselves? For our glory or for his glory? It's supposed to be all for him. Whatever we're doing is supposed to be unto him. So if we come here with a nasty attitude, praise God you're here, and then you just humbly submit before him and repent, and he's saying, got it covered. My son's blood covered that. I'm just glad you're here, and watch what I will do. Because I knew you were going to come to that point of recognition of the attitude adjustment that was needed. And I'm going to be there to help you. I'll strengthen you. I'm going to help you. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it. And so many of the New Age stuff is taking that. And people think, oh, you shouldn't meditate. No, you should. They took it from us. You're supposed to take the word and meditate on it and think on it and absorb it and want it to go deeper. Just as the life journaling helps you to take that scripture and observe it, and then how can I apply it? And then you pray it. You know, it's like, thank you, Lord. Soak me up. Yeah. Let me go deeper. Let me meditate on it in a bubble bath with you. Just wanting to just be
enveloped with him.
Wash me clean.
Amen. For then you will make your way prosperous. If you do all that is written, observe it, and do all according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. But have I not commanded you? Has the Lord not commanded us? Be strong. This is verse 9. And of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Repeat that after me. Do not be afraid. What are you going to do? I am not going to be afraid. What are we going to do when we face the challenges every day? I am not going to be afraid, nor am I going to be dismayed. For the Lord your God, my God, the Lord your God, personalize that, my God, is with you wherever you go. Who is with you?
God.
The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the camp. Command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourself. For within 3 days you will cross over this Jordan to go to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. And to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, Joshua spoke, saying, remember. What did he say? Remember. How can you do that? Well, if they're meditating on the word day and night, you're going to remember. Amen. Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is giving you rest and is giving you this land. He is fighting this battle. This rest, this yoke that we have of the Lord is easy. The burden is light. The fight is not ours. The fight is obedience to him, and he will fight for us, in us, through us, by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is not by our own power. It is not by our own strength. But it is the strength of the power of God. The strength and the power of the Holy Spirit in us and through us. When I was at the missions intensive this weekend at the satellite at Flagstaff on Saturday, and one of the missionaries was in a country that they cannot say he's a missionary. They cannot even speak his name. He has a family, daughters, and this missionary, John, we'll say, John was noticing that he was having a lot of challenges, and he had an orphanage. It's how he was there, to be there, knowing that if anybody receives Jesus, they could be killed, knowing that if anybody finds out that he is preaching, and his family, they could be killed, sacrificing, celebrating holidays, sacrificing, being with other family and friends, sacrificing, no running water. There were challenges coming within the ministry, and he was wondering why. And then he found out one of his awesome prayer warriors, intercessory prayer warriors, had gone to be with the Lord. And that warfare, that strong and courageous warfare in the mind by the power of prayer on behalf of him, was removed, and it was needing to be replaced. But he saw the effects. We think so many times like, but all I can do is pray. And Barbara, I know that you're frustrated because you want your strength back, and sometimes, but God has blessed you with 87 years, and he's going to bless you with more. And he wants you to not think that I can't do this and that. You were a doer. You were a Martha. And he appreciates all that you did for him. But now he's asking you to be more of a Mary than a Martha. And he's asking you now to take your time and to start praying to him and interceding on behalf of those that your daughter-in-law, who is a mighty pastor and a mighty worship leader, and over the children's ministry, and an incredible, I am so thankful for her assisting pastor. And lift her up. Lift me up. And lift our soon-to-be pastor-to-be Evelyn up, and our pastor-to-be and chaplain-to-be Jermaine up. Lift the leaders up, and then start lifting up all those at Pathway of Hope. The Lord is calling you, saying, now is the time for you to rise up in your heart, in your spirit, in your mind, and you are battling, and you are activating the warfare that is going on by the power of prayer, claiming what Jesus did, the blood, the name, the power. You've seen God work on behalf when you've raised your children, and you've seen the power of God work on behalf of prayer, and he is asking you now to please take this time that when the energy you feel like you're frustrated, instead say, thank you, God, that I can still pray. Thank you, God, that you hear my thoughts. I don't even have to speak it out. But in my mind, I am speaking and activating the spiritual kingdom forces by just praying through my mind with all of my heart unto the Lord, claiming the power of what Jesus did. This is our God. It goes on to say that your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan. Sometimes we're here and we want to be there, but we can't be there because God's called us to be here. But when we're here, we can help pray for those over there. So I want you to see this card that my daughter had. I have to give it back to her. So cool. Trouble, stressed out, feeling tense. Listen to it. And I said, oh, I love that card. She goes, really? With the bathroom? I go, hey, we all do it. And so there's a momentary pause. And I don't know about you, but have you not prayed? Well, I have. So, you know, use that as the power of prayer. I mean, Joyce Meyer said sometimes, you know, the only place that she could get some privacy when her kids were growing up was in the bathroom. Well, you know, and sometimes just praying near the toilet. Or on the toilet. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, use this time. Don't think that any moment is wasted. We are here for one another. And we are part of the body of Christ. And when God draws us to the power of prayer, that is great. Don't think that any prayer, even how short and quick, or there was popcorn prayers, pop, pop. God treasures those prayers because his son died for us so that we could have the privilege and the power to move and activate the spiritual kingdom by that prayer. He hears it. Jesus is saying, pray, pray, pray. And so we need to not think of these things are little. And then it goes on to say, but you shall pass before your brethren armed, all your mighty men of valor and women, and help them until the Lord has given your brethren rest as he's given you. Because there are also others that are weary Christians, but those are theirs out there that God's calling them to be his. And they don't know. And he's wanting you to be that mighty, courageous warrior on behalf of them, activating the spiritual kingdom by the power of prayer, saying, my son, Jesus, God's son, died for them. Jesus, God's son, died
for them. When you're driving by and you drive by other churches, pray. When you drive by for other Christian ministries, pray. When you drive by homes, pray. God, may your love flood them. May they be drawn to them by your Holy Spirit. May they be seeking you. Because people aren't going to churches right now, but I'm telling you, once they start seeing the signs and the wonders and the miracles, remember number four last week? That's why we're going to four songs. Signs, wonders, and miracles from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And it said, because they were obedient and they were obeying the Lord. But then it was a testimony to see it. God verified who he really is by signs, wonders, and miracles. And the impartation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit to each one. According to God's will, according to God's way, according to God's timing. We will see that happen. We need to be joined together and a heart that is not just all about us, because we need to look out for the interests of others, not neglecting our own interests, but we need to remember he died for all mankind and they can be strong warriors too. And those that are weary warriors can be strengthened again, just as we've been there sometimes. But that's what we're here for, to help one another out. Have I not thanked you at times when I know that you were praying for me? And we can pray for one another and help each other out in mighty ways that we're not even realizing. But God hears those prayers. Until the Lord, but you shall pass before your brethren armed, all your mighty men of valor, and help them until the Lord has given your brethren rest as he gave you. And they also have taken possession of the land where they walk. This is God's. This is God's. This wonderful home is God's. This place is God's. This land is God's. And everywhere we walk, we're showing the kingdom, who we are, whose we are, why we're here, and it's all to God's glory. We are mighty warriors for him. Others will take possession of the land, and then others will take possession of the land, and then others take possession of the land, and soon people will know, and they cannot deny who is the one true God. In other countries where these signs and wonders and miracles happen, they know, and it draws many people, Buddhists, Muslims, Hindus, New Age. They start seeing that our God who can raise us higher and move mountains with just a mustard seed faith. And you don't have to pray to hundreds of gods. The sacrifice has already been made. It is finished. That work has been done. Amen. We need just to walk in that work, claiming it, believing it, thinking bigger, and the multiplication will happen as we are obedient to the Lord, surrendered to him. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side of the Jordan toward the sunrise. So they answered Joshua, saying, all that you command us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we heeded Moses in all things, so we will heed you. The Lord has an arrangement. As we see in armies and military, we see that in government. In the home, you have the head of the home, the husband, and then the wife, and then you've got the children. And we need to remember that in the church, he has the spiritual leaders. And you need, if you truly are where God has you, you'll have imperfect spiritual leaders. All the way to the top are imperfect. Billy Graham is imperfect. But he is a mighty man of God, seeking him. But you ask Ruth, if you were up there in heaven asking Ruth, well, what do you think? Remember, what was that saying about Did you feel like divorcing him? Divorcing him? No. Killing him? Yes. Wasn't that the way it went? You know, I mean, he was imperfect, but he was a man who loved the Lord and was used mightily to help others to know Jesus, to receive him as their own personal Lord and Savior, and to grow and be the strong, godly Christian God has called him to be. And the Billy Graham Ministries continues on, as we see with the Samaritan Purse part of Operation Christmas Child, blessing many and helping them to grow. Children are saved and then families are saved. And they always make sure that there's a follow-up course and they can grow in the Lord in a church that they can go to. And this is where we're at. We are to help touch the lives of others. And whether the Lord leads them here or not, this is going to be an imperfect church, but a church that is after his own heart. Because the leader of this church is after his own heart. But the leader, the one that he's appointed over this church as senior pastor, well, that senior pastor, me, is imperfect, just like King David was imperfect. I mean, not doing the same sins that King David did, but I was like, Lord, I love it when you hear men and women of God that have been used in mighty great ways, and I go, oh, I want that. Oh, I want that. Have you ever done that when you're reading the word? Oh, I want that quality. But not the bad quality. But I want that quality, the good. And I want that. And Joseph is like the one that's like, oh, where is it? There's got to be something, you know. And there is. He was not perfect. But it's like, you know, thank you, Lord, for the good qualities and those that we can glean from. Just as I showed you that general's book, you know, last week, everybody has some faults, but it is so neat to see God using those who are imperfect for his perfect will, his perfect plan, his perfect purpose. And the Son's blood covers all the imperfections. And then for those who are Christians, God will work out all that together for their good. It is so awesome to see our God work on our behalf. So they said to Joshua, they answered him, all that you command us we will do, and wherever you send us we will go. The only time you should not be obedient is when it is against the word. When it is against the word, that is when you cannot. If your husband asks you to do something that is against the word of God, it is at that point in time that you are no longer bound to submission to your husband. So we need to remember things like that. And people always often say, how are you submissive? I am submissive to Paul. Not perfect on it, but I am submissive to Paul, my husband. He'll tell you I'm not perfect. But I'll just tell you and save the time. And I've gotten better. Haven't I gotten better over the years? I just fail still. I am not perfect. I still fail. But I've gotten much better. And so I was asked that question this weekend by the youth pastor up at the church that I was at in Flagstaff. And that was where the Canyon Chapel, where I you know, did the panel, you know, and now they have a youth pastor and stuff. So it was really neat getting to know them, Pastor Janet. That's where I did my, they call it an interview, but I call it an oral exam, you know, for the pastoral licensing. And I got to know him. And so he was asking me, what are the challenges that you face as a senior female pastor? I go, many, but I'm not going to go into arguments over it because I'm not going to go there. Remember where I was at, and many of you heard that. I used to think women shouldn't be pastors when I first became a Christian. So when my husband led me to a church that had an associate female pastor, ew! It was like, okay, that was a challenge for me in my faith. And I was like, okay. And then it was a challenge when they were speaking in tongues and their prayer language out loud. I could handle the praise, you know, the worship, the hands up and all that, because I was so excited. This is years ago when I first, you know, teen years. And they had like what they called a folk service, and they had a guitar. Yeah. And they did some like hip songs. Yeah. Instead of just the organ. I love hymns. I love all, you know, I love all range of Christian music.
But I remember God gently guiding and directing me for his will, not mine. He knew when I was going to meet Paul. And he knew what his plans and purposes were years later. He guided me gently. And being in a denomination founded by a woman, when women couldn't even vote. And then, you know, God using this woman in a great way to reach many people and to help many people in practical ways, but then in spiritual ways and touching lives all around the world. That's why Foursquare is so mission oriented. It is not just about here. It is about supporting all Christians all around the world to continue to help others who don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior and that awesome strength to become the mighty, courageous warriors that God created them to be. And so this is where we're at. Pathway of Hope is called a house of prayer, healings, and salvation center. And we are. And we are moving. We are moving and activating the spiritual kingdom. Only the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. The people are saying, just as we heeded Moses in all things, so we will heed you. Just as those who were here before were under Pastor Johnny. Those before were under then Pastor Doug. Now you're under Pastor Karen. And those who have been at other churches, I used to be under Pastor Harry and then under Pastor Johnny. Before that, other pastors. And so you are to submit where God has you to be. Sometimes where you're at, you're going, am I being fed? Or sometimes you question maybe why you're there. But only leave when God tells you to leave. Only be where God tells you to be. I love big churches and all the stuff that they have. And I remember when we came here to start the church and Pastor Johnny had asked me to be the women's ministry director. And he goes, well, you can't go to this one church, though, because it's big. Because he knew that I loved big churches and all the things that are available at big churches. And he goes, so you just can't go there. He was teasing, but he was also serious. And I was obedient to him. And I didn't go there to check out. I went somewhere else to check out, a smaller place to check out the women's program. But, you know, it's like you need to be obedient. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. But now, God, I needed to support when we were told to be here. I will admit that it was not easy for me because I was used to buildings. I enjoyed the buildings. I enjoyed some of the positives of that. Each place, do we not see, wherever you've lived, doesn't have things that you like and dislike. Every season of your life, have you not had things that have been challenges, but things you've liked? Every age, you know, you've had your things that you liked and things that you didn't like. When you were 16, you couldn't wait to get your license. Well, then came responsibility with that. When you were 21, you couldn't wait to be able to you know, okay, 18. Well, let me use 18. To be able to vote. I don't want to go there, okay? Let me use 18. I don't want to go to the 21, okay? But you were all excited about the vote, but then you had more responsibilities. And so each set has things that you got to enjoy at 18 that you didn't get to enjoy before. But then there was also responsibilities and challenges. That's every part of life. So we just need to be obedient to the Holy Spirit and his leading. And so I thank each and every one of you who brought us here, because just as I may have not truly preferred the decision that the previous senior pastor made of moving here, understood some of the reasons why, but what I did was, Lord, I need to support my senior pastor. So help me. Do you remember me saying, Pastor Jan, pray for me because I want to support him. And I need help because I need help. I'm so used to buildings. I need help in this home type situation. Yet this is like a church. The way we have this set up in this home is so like a church. It is not even like some home churches. This is really like a church. But
But God, yes, I know. But you know what I mean? Of the building and then the house church. Some house churches are not even set up like this as a church. When you walk in, it's like a church. We have the chairs. We have the sound system. We do the recording. We have the children's room. We have the resource tables. We have, it's just, but it's so neat. Don't you like it? And God worked on me just as he worked on me years ago when I had to adjust to being in a church founded by a woman pastor with an associate woman pastor and people baptized in the Holy Spirit and praying out loud in their prayer language and speaking prophetic words. I had to get used to that. And God tenderly brought me through that. Karen, it's okay because the Acts Church is really here. Acts Church is still for today. Some denominations do not feel that. But no, the Acts Church is alive, and we are moving in the power of the Acts Church. That is why God said, our verse is Acts 1:8 for this year. Whoever, then it goes on, only the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. So I would appreciate your prayers, because as this we go on, and God has bigger for each and every one of us, correct? Bigger and better, and more and multiplication. The senior is going to need prayer, and the spiritual leaders. We're all going to need prayer, but you know who, as General George Washington at that time, our president, and at the this is totally going a totally different way than I ever expected this sermon to go. So I'm sorry. So, but I'm going with the way that the Lord is leading. So, okay, Lord, I'm just going with it. Okay, so anyways, but I didn't even expect to go this way. I really had a totally different direction. Wow. Okay, I usually would then brush up on the story, so I'm sorry. I'm going to say it the way that I know, but it's called Bulletproof George Washington, and David Barton heard about this because he goes to the original, and he collects a lot of the originals because so much is being changed, right? And this is of George Washington, and he's in a battle, and so, oh, help me out, honey, husband, Paul. You love me, right? Yeah. And so, so they're in a battle, and it, is it the French and the Indians?
Yes.
They're
in a battle against the Indians at that time.
Okay, they're in a battle against the Indians at that time. So when I need your help, let me do the story, but you help me when I need help, and then it's recorded. Okay, so the chief Indian guy goes, and he goes, okay, he gets his best marksman, and he goes, okay, see that guy? That's the chief. And he goes, get him, and you're gonna really shake up that, and so you're gonna be able to then win the battle and the war. So you need to get him, because man, everywhere he's gone, wow, it's been like I've heard nothing but favor on this guy. So I'm kind of like adding a lot into this, because I'm sure the chief didn't talk that way of the Indians, but in other words, he was just, talking to them, and so then they were shooting at him, and he wasn't going down, and so then he started shooting at him, and he didn't go down, and then after the battle, he writes a letter to his mother, and he says, wow, he goes, I had bullet holes in my jacket, bullet holes in his hat, and bullet holes around him, but not even skin was broken. No scathing at all. And he didn't go down. And he told his mother, the prayers that you're praying on my behalf are being honored by God. God had a plan and a purpose for our president, George Washington. Was he a perfect man? No. But he was the perfect man to be the perfect first president of the United States. Not perfect, I mean, in the sense, but perfect in God's will. That's what I'm meaning. He was not perfect, but it was God's perfect will for him to be the first president of the United States.
Could I just add that later on in life, the president met this Indian chief in the White House. He was a guest. And the chief said, I don't know who your God was, but we all shot you. We've seen the dust fly off your jacket when the bullets hit. But whoever your God is protected you. And so George Washington was able to then tell this Indian chief who his God was and spread the word through that tribe.
And he became a Christian.
So you never know. You never know what God's doing with your prayers, with the power of your prayers. And what an incident that you may be facing today in the challenge. What will happen in the future of that challenge? So it is so important on what we do with what we have. The name with. Remember, we have our word provided, a word with. Provided only with enabled responsibility. You have a responsibility to lift up your spiritual leaders. The spiritual leaders have a responsibility to feed and tend to you, especially the senior. And the senior then has a responsibility to God. Can the leaders or any position do what we can do without God's help? Does God see this position as more important than this position? No. Every single position is extremely important. It just has different roles and responsibilities. I remember when I first became a Christian and learning about how you're accountable for what you learn. Okay, then I'm saved. That's good. And then I started learning and growing. Oh, so as I'm obedient and I learn in your word, then your grace empowers me to continue on and to do what you called me to do. Because it's not in my strength that I can continue to be obedient to his word. But it is by my heart being humble before him, saying, you are Lord and master of my life. And I just want to be obedient to what you've called me to do. I want to be who you've called me to be, to do what you've called me to do. And it is not for me. It is to your glory. It is all to your glory. Because it is because of his glory that I am able to do what I am able to do. His glory, it says, covers my backside. His righteousness goes before me. His glory is behind me. Is that our God or what? Our God is an amazing and incredible God. And there is a scripture that song. Do you remember the song that we had last week? Because this is just going so not the way that I expected this to go. And so I'm trying to find that scripture. And it was like, wow, where is that scripture? But it was in that song that we had last week. And, oh, where is this those scripture? Okay, well, anyways, it says the backside. It covers the backside. And I can't, find it, but was it Psalm 144? No. Do you guys mind if I quickly try to look really quick? Because I need this later. Okay. And then, there's Philippians 4:13, not Acts 4:13. Okay. That was good. Okay. That would have been good if I had that right? But I didn't. And so there's that. Okay. That's good. And we did that and that and that. And okay, maybe I didn't do that. Maybe I thought I was going a different way and I thought I had it, but I don't. So, but do I have it written here? Do I have it written here? Oh, yeah, here it is. Ha! I put it on here. I put it on the armor of God. Okay, so the glory, Isaiah 58, 8b. Remember it said Isaiah 58 last week on that, song that we had? And but it said Isaiah 58, 8b, the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Now, we are there to help others. And we can't do this in and of ourselves. We are to be mighty warriors of God. So I want to read to Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. And this is from the expanded Bible. This is for each and every one of us.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his great, strong, mighty power. Whose mighty power? His. His great, strong, mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can fight against the devil's evil tricks and schemes. For our fight, conflict, struggle is not against people on earth, flesh and blood, but against the rulers and the authorities and the powers, or cosmic rulers, as you want to get to some of those that call it the cosmic powers, the cosmic rulers and powers of this world's darkness, against the spiritual powers of evil in the heavenly world, in the realm, in the places. That is why you need to, for this reason, put on God's full armor. Then on the day of evil, persecution generally is the day of evil, or sometimes it also means the end time tribulation, but generally it's used for in the day of evil, just meaning persecution, which, you know, people are persecuted all over the world every day, and more so here in the United States. It's happening more and more. You will be able to stand ground. Then on the day of evil, you will be able to stand strong. You will be able to stand your ground. You will keep your ground. You will resist the enemy. And when you have finished the whole fight, after you have done and accomplished everything, you will still be standing on the ground that God said is your territory. Amen. So stand strong, or be ready, with the belt of truth tied around your waist and the body armor breastplate of right living, a righteous life, or God's own righteousness, justice, his righteousness. We are righteous only and because of Jesus Christ. In and through him, we are righteous. On your feet, wear the good news, the gospel of peace, to help you stand strong for firm footing, or to be fully prepared. And also, in addition to all this, or in all circumstances, use the shield of faith with which you can stop and extinguish all the burning arrows, the fiery darts of the evil one. Accept, receive, or take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word, the message of God. Pray in or in dependence on the Spirit at all times. Did you hear that? Pray in or in dependence on the Spirit at all times. He will guide and direct you what to pray. And if you do not know what to pray, he will pray it for you. And sometimes I say, God, change it up to your perfect will. If I'm just like saying something that isn't, you know, like my will got in the way and I want your will. Pray in the Spirit at all times with all kinds of prayers. Prayers and requests, asking for everything you need. And to do this, you must always be ready and alert and never give up. Because if we don't grow weary in doing good, we will bear that fruit and we will see it. Amen. As Galatians 6:9 says, with all perseverance, always pray for all God's people, the saints. Also pray for me that when I speak, open my mouth, God will give me words so that I can tell the secret, the mystery of the good news, the gospel, without fear, confidently, boldly, for this good news, for which I am an ambassador in prison and chains, but we're free of those. Amen. Pray that I will speak it, or for him, or in him, without fear, boldly, confidently, as I should. So I'm going to hand something out because Kay felt this. And as I hand it out and we read it slowly, I will be putting this on as I had to do Tuesday night. And I apologize. If you need to go, please go, because I know the service is going a little longer, but I have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Dick said,
okay. 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 Yes, totally, totally
fine, because I'm not apologizing. I'm following the leading of the Lord, but you know how when you get set in your mind and you're like, and okay, so I'm, wow, this just totally went a different way. Okay, this is, I've got to make sure I've got my stuff. Okay. And then this is right here, and I'll put this here. Do you got, everybody got their little handout thing? Are you going to help me? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. The whole armor of God, pathway of hope. The whole armor of God for pathway of hope. Sorry. Yeah. The whole armor of God for pathway of hope. It was so cool when we did this on the prayer night on Tuesday night. And wow, this was so, yeah. Our God is awesome. In the name of Jesus. So read that to me with me. In the name of Jesus and by his blood, I put on the helmet of salvation. I put on the breastplate of righteousness. Oops. Okay, wait a minute. Get me put on my helmet really good, because the helmet really doesn't fall off. Okay. So I got my helmet on. And then, yeah, I know. But it's going to stay that way, because I don't think it'll stay with my hair. Okay, you know what? Okay, so there we go. Oh, wow. Okay. All right, so I had my hair not like this. Okay, here we go. Okay, in the name of Jesus and by his blood, I put on the helmet of salvation. I put on the breastplate of righteousness. I put on the girdle of truth. So here I've got the girdle on of truth. Isn't this a pretty girdle of truth on? And can you put the girdle of truth on me? Okay, because I can't see. And it buckles. So this is a really pretty girdle of truth for anybody who's, you can't put the girdle on.
Yeah, I can.
Of truth. Okay, so I put on the girdle of truth. Okay, we did it much slower last time. So, okay, I'm trying to do it too fast. Okay, so what do I have on?
The helmet.
Salvation. What else?
The breastplate of righteousness.
And the
girdle of truth.
It's very nice, too, girdle of truth. It's very pretty. And then, what do I do? My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Okay, yeah, I was going to, lift one foot, but okay. So, can you do that? Can you put it on like that, and then I'll put my foot back in? Other way. Yeah. So, what were you saying? Do you remember, Kay, about, what did we come up with the gold for the, do you remember, for the shoes?
I think it was your husband with the purity of gold or something.
Yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah. The purity of gold. Do you remember, hon? Hmm. Do you remember what you said when we put the gold on the shoe?
Where your foot shall go also.
Yeah.
Gold is pure and shiny, and it will light up the path.
Isn't that cool? I go, yeah, because we were thinking of different things as we were putting on this. And so, and then, okay, so is, think of that. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, lamp unto your feet.
Yeah. Thy word shall be a lamp unto my feet. Isn't that cool? I really love that. The gospel of peace. In my left hand, I will take up the shield of faith, wherewith I may quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And in my right hand, I will sword of the Spirit, which is God's word, and cut myself free. Now, can you hold on a second? Paul, will you share with them really quick? What did you see one time? This was when I shared this too about Pastor Doug and I, when I was in the interview, when I finally was obedient to the Lord, and on this interview for this church, and they asked me, what is your vision and your mission? I was like, I don't know, because I'm just being obedient to the Lord, and I don't have one. You know, I was thinking that. I didn't say that, and I go, I don't know. And then all of a sudden it came to me. We were at a Kingdoms Reality Seminar, And Pastor Jerry Dearman, our district supervisor's husband, who has a big church called The Rock, and he just is a man of God that listens to the Lord and is obedient no matter what. And when he's been obedient sometimes, like one time the Lord told them to do a series on the Holy Spirit, and it started on Easter Sunday, and they had a church of about, I think it was like 900, 950, something like that, and they lost about 300 when he was obedient because people didn't like it that he talked on the Holy Spirit instead of an Easter Sunday service. And so, but he was obedient to the Lord, and God keeps just blessing and blessing. So when we were there, they were talking about the supporting staff, those who are like assisting pastors, associate pastors, and leaders, and are to be under their senior pastor. God will give the vision and the mission to the senior pastor. You're supposed to support them. So you're supposed to surrender what you have. And so I remember Pastor Doug, and then they told us to break up in groups. And you had to leave by this time. And so we broke up, and it was Pastor Doug and his wife Jackie and I. And Pastor Doug looks at me and he goes, "Pastor Karen, what is your vision or our mission?" You tell me, because I'm thinking inside. I'm not telling you, because you need to tell me what yours is, because I'm supposed to submit to yours. And so then, but I said it in a nice way to Pastor Doug. You know, I said, no, you tell me. And then all of a sudden he goes, "I see blinders taken off. And I see the captives being set free." And I go, "Oh my." Remember how I've told you a Woman of Truth Ministries that God had me do start? And so I always felt it was like a non-denominational, the way Sister Amy Sumpa McPherson truly wanted Foursquare to be, was to reach those. On the chief cornerstone, it says dedicated to interdenominational and worldwide evangelism, to help people to know, believe in, and receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior, and to grow and to be all that God's called them to be that light and that salt wherever God has them to be. Everywhere. Schools, businesses, work, sports, entertainment, military, wherever you're at, families, we are to be that light and the salt. And so God had me, because when I was studying then to be obedient to the Lord all this time, to be a pastor, I was going, "That's my heart. That's my heart. That's my vision. That's my mission that God's put on my heart." So I knew a Woman of the Truth Ministries, it's a woman speaking God's truth to men, women, and children, all ages, all races. No compromise, four square, being firm on the word, but full of his love, full of his mercy, full of his grace. And so I said, "Lord, wow." Well, Pastor Doug and I often were in tune with one another. What the Holy Spirit would give him, he would give to me. Sometimes just a little bit changed up, but very similar and the same. So when I started saying, "Well, oh, wait a minute. That's right." I told Pastor Doug, "Oh my goodness, you got to talk to Paul." Paul saw for one time about an hour the sword coming out of my mouth and out in front of me and just going out for about an hour. He had a vision. And then one time he saw piles of blinders, like almost horse, big blinders, horse-like blinders, cut off and piled all around me because the sword had taken them off and freed people. And then he said one time, all of a sudden, I was at the computer, and he runs to me and he goes, "The Lord just said we need to start praying. Set the captives free. Set the captives free." That had happened earlier in the year, and Pastor Doug tells me this in April. I said, "You got to so talk to Paul, because once again, it is the same. A Woman of the Truth Ministries and the vision is the same." Amen. And the mission. So then I told, when I was on the interview, oh, wow, I guess I do have a vision and mission. Oh, wow, I'm just carrying on what Pastor Johnny started and then Pastor Doug. And now I'm just continuing on because it gave us the same thing. Wow, and it was just like a light bulb. Wow. So then I'm just like, wow. I was like, I do have a vision and a mission. And it's like, God is so cool. I was just being obedient the whole time. And then, so let's continue on. I take the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word, and I cut myself free from everything that is not of God's Spirit. I wash my mind in the blood of Jesus, and I march behind the barricade of the cross of Calvary, led by his Spirit and cleansed by his blood, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit, my soul, and my body. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. And then she said she felt, I need help, that the gossamer was supposed to be over me.
The
bridle. Mm-hmm. Can you show that slide, Debbie? We are to be bride of Christ with hearts surrendered to him, but mighty warriors. See, with the big W, the fire of the Holy Spirit, with God working on us, slide 58, we will be greater than Superman because we got Jesus. And Jesus is covering our chest, the breastplate of righteousness. And back to that other slide, we will be that bride, and we're ready and we're listening, but we're mighty because we have the Lion of Judah with us, backing us up. So when we move that sword, as the next slide shows, the power of the fire of God is cutting through. And he is the one that said, it is finished. We just have to be obedient. So slide 57, it shows, remember, David thinking, oh, remember when Samuel anointing? And he goes, well, okay, not that son. No, not that son. No. Well, do you have anybody else? And it was the insignificant one. It was the one, in fact, some scholars say that he actually wasn't from his wife. So the insignificant one, the one that people would have tossed away, God said, no, I choose you. And his, it didn't happen, right? He was anointed, and it took 20 years before he was a king of Israel. So God has given each and every one of you a promise. And he's saying, my son's blood paid for that. And you are going to be empowered. And the number four, the signs, wonders, and miracles are going to be happening right here. And he has chosen you to be here. And you continue to be here as long as he tells you to continue to be here. And he is going to be releasing more gifts on you. And you're going to see them happening here. And it's not for yourself so much as it is for his glory. It is to his glory because of his love. So I want you to continue to pray that and read that, because also we need to remember, as we're meditating on this word, as slide 61 shows, we will pray, but we're listening with eyes that see and ears that hear what the Spirit says. And we are wanting to watch, look, and listen. Because we are to remember to always pray every day, because it's not just about us, but it's about others. We are to go ape. We are to go ape and pray every day. So I want these to be handed out. These are the acronyms, and I included the ape acronym. Always pray every day. And I included the praise, the one that I just got. Praise, recognize, acclaim, acclamation, enthusiastically, publicly sharing the praise, and not just in your heart thanking him or in your own private language. You are publicly saying who he is and what he is, right? And then I want you all to remember to yield to the Holy Spirit. But the yielding not only is obedient to the Holy Spirit, but it means multiplication. It means being fruitful. It means we will see what God has done for each and every one of us. And we will be that bride. Can you continue?
Thank you. First off, I didn't plan this, but on the way here, I was telling Vinny about a dream. I don't know if it was a dream, a vision early in the morning that I had about how I'll make it real short, how I started to inherit, and there was an inheritance out there for me in my father's land, and I didn't know about it. And then when we were here this morning and Dick said this about the blessings, it just kind of all fell together. We can inherit the blessings of our fathers and our mothers going down our lineage, up our lineage or down. The blessings of the Lord that they did not inherit through hindering spirits, through their sin or their unbelief or whatever. Those inheritance, we can get that inheritance and those blessings. It is our legal right. And so it just kind of all fell together. That's the way God does things. And so I was just going to ask if Dick could pray that we would inherit the blessings of our ancestors.
Amen.
It's up there. It's up there. Just like the Lord would give blessings and gifts to, who was it? Elijah, and they passed on the mantle. It was an inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very scriptural, so.
Yes.
Hello.
We're going to do the Lord's Supper, but I want you to do this.
You know, in our walk with the Lord, He gives us things that we obviously have to overcome. And it's neat to see the inheritance of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Because there are things that my dad told me. He said, yeah, that's not for me. But he says, you'll be able to possess that. Mm-hmm. And there was a time even with Joshua, just in my vernacular, God called Joshua up to the top of a high mountain towards the end of his life and said, Joshua, I want to show you something. He says, look out there, all of the land you have come into, and you've possessed that land. Yea, you have overcome 39 kings, authorities in the land. And Joshua, being humble, says, yeah, well, I couldn't have done it without you, you know. And God says, now turn around. I'm going to show you something else. He says, look out there, just as far as you can see and beyond, is the land that remains to be possessed. And Joshua kind of wilted, and he goes, but I'm old, I'm 80, wow. He says, don't worry about that, because that's not for you to possess, but that's for your children and your children's children to come into the possession. You see, when we overcome those things that rise up in our own lives, and Karen is very often told us all of the things that you've had to overcome. We can hand those things to our children as an inheritance in the land. They don't have to fight that battle because we overcame, and we hand it to them and say, here, I grew up in that. My parents are 93 years old and live up in Mesa. And they have given me a rich inheritance in the faith. But there are things that I face they never had to, because I'm walking out into the land that is yet to be possessed for the kingdom of God. And there are giants in that land that I'll have to face and overcome, as there are giants in the land that each of you will have to take a hold of and bring into submission to the Word of God and for the kingdom of God. But let us overcome, that we can hand to our children and our children's children an inheritance in righteousness. Father, we come before your throne and we do ask you, Lord, lead us, guide us, increase our vision. Let it be multiplied, that we would come humbly, but with the full armor of God on, that we might overcome those things stand in the way of the furtherance of the kingdom of God. And let thy kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. We are your warriors, and we are here dressed in the armor of God, your armor. Lead us into the battles that will set the captives free.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name,
amen. So, I know this is totally gone. Wow, I got meetings too. Okay, so I told Pastor Jen, I really feel that we're not, I really believe we're supposed to do the Lord's Supper. I just really believe that, because we are claiming that power of that blood and what he did. After we do that, what I want to have also is the prayer altar ministry up here at the same time. This song is like incredible. It is so, like, she goes, the Holy Spirit did it again. Imagine that. And so, and then, but I really feel also during this time, I know, it's like, this is crazy. But afterwards, I want us to go out and do that circle thing again, Dick. We need to do that. The fire of God, we need to claim that. And we're going to, I'm going to need you to quickly prepare after the Lord's Supper, after we do this, I'm going to need you to quickly prepare more. Okay. And then we need to all, for those that can stay, we need to all go out there. And we're going to clear an area maybe that we can, because I see it's, you know, weed time. And so we're going to clear an area and we're going to take it. We're going to once again, remember when we did that? Evelyn, do you remember when you heard? That was the Sunday the Lord led you here, remember? You woke up. I didn't tell you anything because I do not do this, you know, front. I didn't tell. And remember when you heard the squealing and the serpent, and we had crushed the serpent's head? Well, it's time to rise again. It's time to rise again. And we're taking that inheritance that we have from the Lord. And we are claiming this for him. And it's not just Catalina. You see that map all the time. You see it's not just for here. It is for all this area surrounding, miles around, north, south, east, and west. And then it's not just for this area, but miles, but it's for the state. It's for all the states of the United States, and it's for the world. We are supposed to have the world on our hearts just as God does. But first, we're going to start here and claiming this territory. So we are going to take the Lord's Supper claiming what we have, and that we are that spotless bride, ready, mighty warriors for the Lord. Yes, the full armor of God. We're going to take this time, and then we will worship. We will take the power of prayer altar ministry, and then we will go outside. And we will claim all that we're claiming for us to be able to do what we're claiming out there. And for those that need, you go to the prayer altar ministry. If you're still needing that manifestation of that healing power, go again and pray for that. And don't give up until we see it. So, anyways, yeah. Okay, so now it's a good time. Yeah. Okay, thank you.